Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
A financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, great reading to everyone out there. And before I introduce this morning's first distinguished guest, let me just make a comment. Well, we got such an outpouring and such a response on my interview with Jim Cook, the founder of Samuel Adams Beer, that we replayed that yesterday, and I'm still getting requests. So down the road, we'll play that. His book is Quench Your Thirst. All right, we're going to quench all of our thirsts right now. I'm having a gentleman on who I'm privileged to know personally. I've been fortunate enough to speak to his economics class at Boston University. He's a professor of economics there. His name is Lawrence Kotlikoff, Professor Lawrence Kotlikoff. He's written several books. His last one was a bestseller, and I want to tell you honestly, I recommend this book to everybody. Get What's Yours, The Secrets of Maxing Out Social Security. Just in my everyday conversations, most people have no idea what to do. Collect it early and just move on. But we may cover that along the course of this conversation. Larry, it's indeed a pleasure to have you back.
Well, thanks so much, Stu. It's great to be back with you. You're a good buddy. Appreciate you having me on.
I want to give out the website here, and it'll tell you where Professor Kotlikoff is going. It's Kotlikoff, Kotlikoff, 2016.com. And he also was on Ronald Reagan's Council of Economic Advisors. So his credentials are absolutely impeccable. Your website is certainly indicative of where you're going. And I spoke with you off the air, and I'm entirely honest on this show. I said, gee, your chances of entering this campaign and going up against either Trump or, God forbid, Hillary Clinton are absolutely zero. Why would you do this? And what do you say?
Well, let me provide a little background to the listeners who may not know anything about me. I'm a professor of economics at Boston University. I'm 65. I've written on a lot of different topics in the area of public policy. I've also been thinking carefully about national security issues. I travel all over the world. I work for governments all over the world. I've lived in different parts of the world. And I have written 19 books, including the book that's on the website, Kotlikoff2016.com, which is a 136-page book, which describes exactly what I would do as president, what my platform is. It's not like I've got 50-page policies. They're very short, postcard-length policies for fixing the country. Now, to Stu's question, is this a chaotic effort to quixotic effort, not chaotic, quixotic effort to run for president? I don't think so. 43% of the population just been polled, according to the recent polls just released today, suggest that they would vote for someone who's on neither of the two tickets of the two parties. Something like 60% of the population strongly disapprove of each candidate, or both candidates. It's not necessarily the same people, but 60% of the population don't like Hillary Clinton, and 60% could be a different 60% don't like Donald Trump. So there's a growing realization that the two parties are not delivering choices that are going to actually work for our country. The parties that the parties are really out to maintain power and aren't here to fix the country. The country is in terrible long-term shape on the fiscal side. It has institutions that are outdated, that aren't working. They're driving the country broke. We have an enormous bureaucracy that we've established over time that needs to be eliminated, really reduced dramatically. And then we have national security concerns that really are in many ways similar to where we were back in 1961 when we had the Cuban Missile Crisis, because what's happening with North Korea and their development of now miniaturized nuclear weapons, which our military say they have, and ballistic missiles on top of which these nuclear weapons can be placed and sent right over to the United States. That's a major, major threat. It's very similar in many ways to the Cuban missile threat that President Kennedy confronted, and that I actually watched at age, 11 or so, I guess it was 10, watched on black and white TV. Stu, you saw it too. So let me just briefly lay out, if I can, Stu, but feel free to
go ahead.
Let me talk about our domestic challenges. First of all, the economy is really failing relative to our nation's aspiration. Our nation's aspiration is summed up in what's called the American dream, which is that every generation should do better, that our children should do better on average than we do. And that dream has just become a dream, something it never was before, just a dream. Since really the 1960s, the country has been stagnating. We've had no real wage growth since then. Average take-home pay, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, is no higher than it was around 1965. So the economy is not producing enough jobs and enough good jobs, jobs that pay enough. And in addition, it's not growing at a very significant rate. And the third major issue, economically speaking, is that we have a massive amount of red ink. Our government is broke. Fiscally speaking, we have...
We're going to be $21 trillion in debt.
Well, that's the official debt.
It's 19 now.
$19 trillion officially. The Fed has printed up just a huge amount of money in recent years, since 2007, a massive amount of money, over $3 trillion, and it's bought back debt. So the debt in the hands of the public, the debt that hasn't been just monetized by printing of money, is only about $13 trillion, but the true indebtedness of the country is almost $200 trillion. It's $199 trillion. That's when you put everything on the books. You know, Enron, Bernie Madoff, other people, Alan Stanford, other people that have run Ponzi schemes have kept things off the books. That's their trick for engaging in financial malfeasance. Now, our government, going back decades, and it's Republican and Democratic administrations combined. You said that I worked for President Reagan. That's true, but I didn't actually vote for President Reagan. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I actually think for myself. I don't need a party to tell me who to vote for. And the administrations, over time, have engaged in a massive Ponzi scheme where they've taken money from young people, called it taxes, given it to old people primarily to spend on for different things, and some of that was a very good cause, to keep the elderly out of poverty. But then they've told the young people that they took the, quote, taxes from, we're going to pay you a massive amount of those transfer payments when you're older. So that's an obligation, those future transfer payments that were never put on the books. So when you put everything on the books, the defense spending obligations, the maintenance of highway obligations, all the expenditures, no matter what they're called, including servicing the debt, out through time, you put that onto the books and you compare that with the present value of all the taxes that are being projected. So you look at the present value of all the spending that's being projected by the Congressional Budget Office. You compare it with the present value of all the taxes. The difference is $199 trillion based on the CBO's projections as of last July. Now, that's 11 times annual GDP. So we are in a terrible fiscal hole. this is something you haven't heard from anybody who was running for president up to this point. It wasn't mentioned in any of the TV debates by any of the candidates. So either the politicians don't know what's going on, fiscally speaking, which itself is a terrible statement, or they do know and they're not telling us, which is another terrible statement. So I want to come out right away and say that I'm a candidate who actually tells the truth as I see it, and that having a $199 trillion fiscal gap that we intend to leave to our children is immoral and economically infeasible. It's going to blow up in not just in our children's faces, in their economic lives, but also in our own, because this is a train wreck, and we need to fix Social Security, which is by itself $26 trillion in the red, according to its own actuaries, if you look at Table 6F1.
What about Medicare and Medicaid?
Medicare and Medicaid, Obamacare, and federal subsidies to employer-based health care via the fact that our health care premiums are not subject to taxation. That's an implicit subsidy. Those are four federally funded health care programs, which have no cost containment. So as a group, they are on the path to bankrupt us just by themselves. But then you add, you know, the other things that are also out of control. So we have to fix Social Security. We have to fix
all right,
healthcare.
We're going
to
come back, and we're going to have you on for another segment, and then I want you back because we're not, and this is great what you're doing, we're not even be able to scratch the surface with today's conversation. But I want to go along this line with entitlements, special focus on Obamacare, the economy. Maybe we'll get into foreign policy. This is Stu Taylor, Professor Larry Kotlikoff, Boston University.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618.
That's 888-785-0618.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is David Limbaugh, nationally syndicated columnist and author of the new book, Crimes Against Liberty, number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Not trying to brag about that, but just happy about it. I just did a great interview with your host, Stu Taylor, who is one of the best out there. He's on fire. He's almost more on fire than I am. He should have his show. Hey, he does have his show. He is awesome. You're lucky to have him.
All right, for those listening, before we get back to Professor Lawrence Kotlikoff, joining us at the bottom of the hour will be Matthew Emay. The name of the book is Winning the Brain Game, Fixing the Seven Fatal Flaws of Thinking. And I certainly know that everybody who's entered the presidential arena, everybody in politics, is filled with fatal flaws. Of course, excepting my distinguished guest, Professor Lawrence Kotlikoff. And Larry, you were talking about the economy, and as I mentioned, we're going to have you back because I want to give you a fair opportunity.
Sure.
Are we at the point of no return? The real unemployment, listen, I'm not an economist, and I stated that when I spoke to your class, but let's be honest, the real unemployment number, maybe 18%. We talked about the national debt. You got 47 million on food stamps, 93 million walking around looking for jobs. More than 50% of the people don't pay their fair share in taxes because the middle class is in a state of dissolution in this country. When are we at the point in the Fed's activities? Well, that's a whole other story. You can inject that into this. Where are we in terms of the breaking point? Not only the bubble in the stock market, which is gonna happen, but where are we in terms of not being able to turn this thing around? I've heard 22, 23, 24 trillion, and then all of a sudden, bang, the bubble burst.
Well, it's, to me, the whole thing is a train wreck and going in slow motion that I've been watching since I, really got into economics and started writing and studying and researching all the different policies that we're running and comparing those with policies in other countries which don't have any fiscal gap whatsoever, who are running things responsibly, who actually seem to care about their children, who have an educational system that works, who don't have so many people on food stamps and children living in poverty. I think it's 20% of kids are living in poverty. A large fraction are living with one parent. We have so many things we have to turn around. We have to have a leader that actually knows what he's doing. We can't have an amateur hour any longer, and that's what we've been having. I hate to say this, that because people may not, fully appreciate it, but economists have spent their lives professionally studying how to fix the economy, and having an economist for president, this would be the first time that's ever happened. We've had people from all kinds of different backgrounds, but I think we even had a druggist. But we've never had an economist as president. It's time for somebody who's actually thought carefully and has solicited the advice of all of the top experts in economics for how to fix Social Security, health care, the banking system, the education system, the tax system, the energy problem that I think we have, the climate change problem. You may differ on that, Stu, but we have big problems. They have to be fixed immediately, again, if you have somebody who's got cancer, and whether it's slow growing or fast growing, and needs an operation, or it's a heart problem that needs open heart surgery to really save the patient, you need to operate. You can't sit back and wait. And the way to do this is very simple. You just go to Kotlikoff2016.com, and you can download the book that I've written there. Forward that book to everybody you know. Ask them to forward it to everybody you know. Endorse my decision to run on the website. You don't have to decide right today or after you've read the book that you're actually going to write me in, but please at least endorse my decision to run to give people an option that's different from the two candidates from the two parties. And then volunteer for my campaign because I need help going through the hoops to be a writing candidate in different states, which are not very difficult hoops, but they do have to be overcome. And then it's very simple.
Yeah, but how do you get over the lateness of getting registered or on the ballots in every state?
No, it's not on the ballots. This is a write-in campaign. So right. 41 out of the 50 states already allow write-in candidates. All we have to do is have somebody go, you know, once I'm eligible to be a write-in candidate, which I will be by the fall, by November 8th, then all you have to do is go in that day, and rather than pull a lever, you just write my name, Lawrence Kotlikoff for president, and I'll have a vice presidential candidate who's excellent. You write his name for vice president. Done deal. You voted for me and my vice president to be president. If we get majority of the votes or the plurality of the votes, we have the ability then to change the country in a positive way. Now, I want to also mention in the last few minutes a few things about national security, because I'm not a one issue or one.
Yeah, and you're not. But yeah. I just want to say that in recent polls, the economy is the number one problem for people, income and wages. And then we go down the line, surprisingly, to terrorism and immigration.
Right. Hillary Clinton, if I saw things correctly on her website under national security, the two words North Korea don't even appear. Now, I'm not a fanatic. I'm not a right winger or left winger. But when I see North Korea in a position to shortly deliver nuclear weapons to our doorsteps via a ballistic missile, and they've already got the miniaturized nuclear weapons, I think it's time to tell North Korea, and this is what I call for in the book, what I say in the book, is as president, I would tell North Korea on day one that they are not permitted to test fire missiles of any range, short range, long range, medium range, it's over. If they put a missile on a launch pad, we will blow it out. We will destroy it. We are happy to negotiate with the North Koreans, normalize relations. We're not happy to let people we don't trust develop nuclear weapons, people that we think are not rational and not trustworthy with respect to their use and who are threatening us every day with preemptive nuclear strikes. I would tell the Iranians the same thing with respect to long-range nuclear missiles. They now have a missile that can go 2,000 kilometers. I would tell them, you fire that again, that's the last time.
What do you do with Putin?
I've
got about a minute left, and I'm never going to get to what I want to cover. What do you do with Putin?
Well, with Putin, we need to be very firm that we're not his enemy, and we're not going to be – we expect him to do certain things, and we will then do certain things that he wants. And I actually spent a lot of time in Russia because I work there as a consultant to a think tank there in Russia. So I'm there 2 weeks a year. I'll be there in a couple weeks for a week. And I've consulted with people from the Russian government at different levels. So they're very concerned about NATO encircling them, and they're very concerned about Ukraine becoming a member of NATO. We don't have any great interest in encircling Russia and in threatening Russia with the NATO. That's not the purpose of NATO. So I would seek a deal with Russia that normalizes relations with them, and as part of that deal, I would pledge that our country would not expand NATO into the Ukraine, but they would have to do a number of things to
All right, I have to say some sound thoughts that you have, and not a whole lot different from my perspective, but we've got lots more to talk about coming back. I couldn't get into Obamacare, couldn't get into the Fed. Wanted to certainly cover illegal immigration and other issues. I'll summarize and conclude by saying the biggest problem in the world may be corruption. Lawrence Kotlikoff, go to Kotlikoff.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, who is one of the smartest, most articulate, and insightful interviewers I've ever had the pleasure to talk to. It's just been wonderful being on his show, and I can't wait to be on his show again and again in the future.
All right, we go from one brain exercise to another. You got to exercise that brain muscle like every other muscle in your body. And joining us here right now, a gentleman who's written a fabulous book. His name is Matthew E. May. He's an award-winning author, thought leader on strategy and innovation. I want to give you his website, first of all. It's MatthewEMay.com. I don't have to spell it. It's just like it sounds. The name of the book is Winning the Brain Game, Fixing the Seven Fatal Flaws. This is one fatal flaw already, a tongue twister. Fixing the Seven Fatal Flaws of Thinking, and it's published in hardcover by McGraw-Hill. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Stu. Pleasure to be here.
Let me open up by saying, and you know, you've done all kinds of research, and I'll have you talk about that. One of the great frustrations in life for me, and it should be for the whole human population, is the amount of creativity, productivity, and result-oriented approach can be obtained if we could use so much more of what our brain possesses. What is it? We use about 8 or 10% of its capacity, maybe even less. Frustrating.
Yep. So they say. Okay. Go ahead.
No. Pick it up from there.
Yeah, it's. I think that one of the things that gets in the way of us using more of our brain is the fact that most of our lives are spent trying to get a right answer for someone very quickly. It starts in school, then when we're on a job, carries over to our jobs. The boss says, "Hey, do this," and we're so action oriented that we don't spend quite enough time using our brains.
What kind of research have you done to document what you talk about in the book? And what are a couple of the outstanding findings that you made that may be contradictory to conventional wisdom?
Okay. My research is not the kind of research that, they do in a laboratory or, like psychologists do with subjects. It's all field research. For about the past 10 years, because my day job really is working with teams, business teams, creative teams, trying to track down solutions to their business problems. About 10 years ago, I started giving folks I was working with a little brain teaser, an icebreaker, if you will, a thought challenge, just to get their brains working before we worked on the tougher stuff. And I began observing that teams and people would not only get the answer to this fairly simple challenge, but they started exhibiting the same kinds of behavior over and over again. They would leap to a solution. They would overthink the problem. They'd get fixated on one solution and not be able to let it go. They'd come up with a mediocre solution, but then just try to sell the heck out of it. Or even if they did come up with the right answer or a creative and elegant solution, they sort of silenced their idea for fear that others would think it wouldn't be too good. So all these sort of seven behaviors over the course of 10 years, and it's been now over 100,000 people in workshops, seminars, and speeches, the research is pretty clear that these things get in the way of us using our minds. And now we know from science that how we think can actually rewire our physical brain. So that's what this is. That's what this book really is all about, and it's about techniques and methods that I've used with people in the field, on the job, to correct some of those things.
Can you be specific about what you think the effects of brainstorming are? And I think, you know, we all have those moments that we recall. And I developed a friendship with, you know, Tom Peters, the marketing guru, years ago, and attended a couple of his seminars. Was so impressed with the troubleshooting, freelance brainstorming, if I can use that terminology, and how ideas emanate from it. Now, for some people, it may result in cognitive dissonance of sorts. But what do you think about sessions like that? Are they productive or counterproductive?
They can be very productive if they are focused and with one tiny step injected. Because leaping to solutions, which is, you know, a.k.a. brainstorming in a knee-jerk sort of way, generally doesn't get you to a phenomenal idea, a wonderful solution right away, because you're just sort of tossing out top-of-mind ideas. And then what happens is, you know, after 10 or 15 minutes, you pick one and you go with it. May not be the best solution, though. So what I've learned to do is to do what I call framestorming, which is before you start tossing out solutions and answers to the question you're trying to answer, question the question. Ask a few questions. Storm around the question and reframe it, because the way you frame a problem, if you look at problems from a different perspective, you almost always come up with a better idea or better solution. So framestorm before brainstorm gets you a better idea, better solution.
For people out there listening, whether they're in business or their everyday lives, you know, there were there are times during the day, and, you know, it happens to everybody, where I either can't think of anything or I can't kind of create a synergistic thought. I mean, it's pretty common. What kind of, you know, I say the brain, and first of all, an alert mind needs a body fit to work in, and perhaps the converse is true. But what kind of, if I may term it, use this in terminology, brain exercises can we do to improve our brain power?
Well, you know, when I get stuck, and I think when everyone gets stuck at times, because the patterns in our brain are just so deeply grooved, it's very difficult to go off-road with our thinking. So one of the things that I've learned to do is play opposite day. Were you a fan, Stu, of the Jerry Seinfeld show?
Not at all. I actually had disdain for that show. Curb Your Enthusiasm was the best. Seinfeld for me was one of the worst.
Okay. All right. Bad example then. But there is an episode on that show where his friend George is having a miserable life, and Jerry says, you know, if everything you've done to this point has been wrong, if you do the opposite, it's sure to be right. And George proceeds to do the opposite of everything he's ever done, and life becomes grand. So opposite day really is about taking a look at your current situation, writing down the 3 to 5 characteristics of the problem or the challenge or the situation, and then just completely reversing it and saying, you know, what if it was the complete reverse or opposite? Let's say you happen to be running a taxi company. What's the, you know, it's not going so well. What's the complete opposite of a taxi company? Well, it would be a company with no taxis. And you begin to riff on ideas to improve your taxi company, and lo and behold, you might end up with something that sounds like Uber. So I call it inversion or opposite day. It's basically taking the reverse of everything that's going on right now and using that as a platform, a springboard, to come up with new ideas. That's one way that I get off road with my thinking when I get stuck.
Jump a little bit into entrepreneurial thought. I don't think I technically have ADD, but I am consumed by what my wife talks about as lack of focus. And I say, look, I can do everything at once, which of course we can't. It's all separated by milliseconds, but I'm a multitasker. She's brilliant, but she focuses on one thing. I think that's a more effective person, isn't it? It's just the way I'm built. That's how I'm wired.
Well, you know, you can actually change the way you're wired.
I don't want to, but go ahead.
Well, I think the first of all, the brain game itself is the interplay between the biological brain and the conscious mind. And 20 years ago, I couldn't have said this, but now science and neuroscience has completely reversed its position. It used to be thought that the way that we are wired, our biological brain, by the time we're 5 or 6, really controls our thinking and all thought. Now we know that the way we think can actually change the gray matter. I got to work with a neuroscientist that deals with people with the most debilitating brain disease you can think of, which is OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. And he doesn't use medication or drugs to work with them. Basically, what he does is teach them how to think differently, and that thinking differently allows them to function properly. So they're 10 times or 100 times, you know, worse off than used to when it comes to, you know, unfocused or unproductive behavior. But it can be changed.
Well, maybe I'll take back the statement I just made when I said I'm, you know, basically happy the way I'm wired. Every day, Matthew, I try to do something different every single day to break me out of a pattern. And I think I'll pick up on this thought when we come back from a break. Seem to be doing the same thing that I do every day here, going to breaks when I'm supposed to. Here joining us will be Matthew D. May, winning the brain game, fixing the seven fatal flaws of thinking. Now, you'll have to define what my flaw is in talking about the subtitle of this book.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams.
So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, the brewer and founder of Sam Adams, and a friend of Stu Taylor. He's a great interviewer. He brings out the best in everybody that he talks to, and he helped me sell some books. Cheers.
You know, there are books out that can be entertaining, informative, and educational, and make you think. I like this one, Winning the Brain Game, Fixing the Seven Fatal Flaws of Thinking by Matthew May. And I just fixed one of my fatal flaws by being able to articulate the subtitle. It's published by McGraw-Hill, and I think when we went into the break, you know, and I alluded to it earlier, that one of the things that I do, which may be tangential to what you say, I try to do, something different every single day so that I don't fall into non-productive patterns. And I'm not going to talk about the Einstein quote. Everybody uses it. I don't like to do that. What's your response to that?
That's a wonderful discipline to have. I mean, too often we just, you know, follow the same old routines, the same old regimens, and I think you would be surprised to if one of those neuroscientists happened to hook you up to a functional magnetic resonance imaging machine and watch how your brain lights up when you do something different. There are new neural connections that are being made, and you're actually making yourself smarter.
All right. I think a lot of people would question that, but I think it generally you're absolutely right. Can you refer to some notable personalities out there, some high-profile people, and perhaps contradictory to the title, some of the personality traits that have separated them from the masses?
Well, sure. You know, one of the fatal flaws is called not invented here, which means if I didn't come up with the idea, it's not a good one. We look at other people's ideas, and we have a natural aversion to them. We see the flaws in their ideas and how it's not going to work. One notable individual passed away a few years ago. Steve Jobs was not he wasn't vulnerable to that not invented here mentality. When he went to visit Xerox back in the early 80s, and he saw their user interface, he took great pride in what he called stealing it. He actually said, good artists copy, great artists steal.
Now, let me just pick up on that by saying that it seems like all the great ideas have been come up with, all the thoughts, and the person who is successful is able to integrate some of the components from each of them to come up with his or her own unique product or service.
Oh, absolutely. One of my favorite quotes in all the world is Sid Caesar's quote when he said, you know, I'm not impressed with the guy who invented the wheel. I'm impressed with the guy who came up with the other three.
I love it. Absolutely great. And there are a couple of great Groucho Marx ones I could follow up with as well, but I won't in lieu of time. Maybe one more personality, because I'd like to have you head to the subtitle of this book and maybe a little about those fatal flaws, so that we, the listening audience, and I'm part of that, can become aware of what we can do to make those changes.
I got to work with a gentleman that began in Boston, went to New York, went to L.A., came back now is at New York as the police commissioner, one William Bratton. I got to work with him.
Yeah, he's been on this show, by the way. Go ahead.
Yeah, wonderful gentleman. Got to work with him when he was here in Los Angeles, which is where I am, and his 19 chiefs. And I got to do something really fun with them. I put them in rope handcuffs to see if they could escape. And not only could they not, but they exhibited all of these seven flaws. They immediately started dancing around, trying to get themselves free. So I put two people in handcuffs and sort of chained them to each other. And there's a little trick to it. It's an old, 125-year-old parlor game. But gosh darn it, all 20 of them could not escape those handcuffs, and they exhibited all of these seven fatal flaws until I gave them a couple of quick fixes. And by and large, one of their teams, the bomb squad team, was able to come up with an entirely new and unique and innovative way to respond to bomb threats following some of those sessions. So there's one that's, sort of a practical personality, one that's out there on the firing line all the time.
Run through a few of these flaws. We've got about 3 minutes, and I just want people to get an idea here.
Okay. Well, flaw number one is leaping, meaning leaping to solutions, jumping to conclusions. The second one is what I call fixation, which is just our mental rigidity when we're trying to solve a problem, trying to break free from our mindset. The third one is overthinking, and this is sort of the art of creating problems that weren't there to begin with. We do that a lot. Those three I sort of characterize as misleading. That's the brain having its way with the mind. So you got to sort of figure out how to reverse that situation, and I have a couple fixes for that. The fourth is satisficing, which sounds like a funny word, but it isn't. I didn't make it up. It's 60 years old. Herbert Simon, Nobel laureate, came up with it. It's the combination of suffice and satisfy, which is, hey, I don't need the perfect solution. I need the 80% solution. Then I'll just, sell it really, really, really well. Problem is, that'll put you in second or third place, and you'll get beat up by the person in first place. Then there's downgrading, which is a close cousin, and it's the notion of taking your original goal and backing off it simply so that you can declare victory. But I'm sure you watch football. No one wins by aiming for the 97-yard line. Don't back off the goal. You may not hit it, but be careful of downgrading. Not invented here, that's one that I just mentioned with Steve Jobs, which is be open to others' ideas and see if you can't quote-unquote steal them and exploit them. Finally, it's the deadliest of all, which is self-censoring, which is when you have a great idea and your inner voice of judgment or your inner critic sort of silences, kills it. It's almost like idea side. Before the idea ever sees the light of day, you decide it's not a good one because you have a fear of failure or some other fear. That's the quick rundown.
All right. Oh, great job. And I wanted to ask you several more questions. We really don't have the time. So I want you to have do you have a concluding remark in about 10 seconds as the clock is running here?
My concluding statement is what appears to be the problem isn't, what appears to be the solution isn't.
All right. Loved having you on, winning the brain game, fixing the seven fatal flaws of thinking. I think I fixed one of them during the show. Matthew E. May. McGraw-Hill. Stay on as we close out, Matthew. I want to thank everyone for listening. See you back here tomorrow. This is Stu Taylor.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.